ददाति प्रतिगृह्णाति गुह्यमाख्याति पृच्छति भुङ्क्ते भोजयते च एव षड्विधं प्रीतिलाक्षणम्.
Offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad, and offering prasad are the six symptoms of love shared by one devotee and another. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami explains how to perform devotional activities in the association of other devotees. There are six kinds of activities. 1. Giving charity to the devotees. 2. Accepting from the devotees whatever they may offer in return. 3. Opening one's mind to the devotees. 4. Inquiring from them about the confidential service of the Lord. 5. Honoring prasad, or spiritual food, given by the devotees. And 6. Feeding the devotees with prasad. An experienced devotee explains, and an inexperienced devotee learns from him. This is guhyam akhyati prichati. When a devotee distributes prasad, remnants of food offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in order to maintain the spirit of devotional service, we must accept this prasad as the Lord's grace, received through the pure devotees. We should also invite pure devotees to our home, offer them prasad, and be prepared to please them in all respects. This is called bhunkte bhojayate chaiva. Even in ordinary social activities, these six types of dealings between two loving friends are absolutely necessary. For instance, when one businessman wishes to contact another businessman, he arranges a feast in a hotel and over the feast openly expresses what he wishes to do. He then inquires from his business friend how he should act, and sometimes presents are exchanged. Thus, whenever there is a dealing of priti, or love in intimate dealings, these six activities are executed. In the previous verse, Srila Rupa Goswami advised that one should renounce worldly association and keep company with the devotees. Sangha Tyagat Sato Vrittehe. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established to facilitate these six kinds of loving exchanges between devotees. This society was started single-handedly, but because people are coming forward and dealing with the give-and-take policy, the society is now expanding all over the world. We are glad that people are donating very liberally to the development of the society's activities, and people are also eagerly accepting whatever humble contribution we are giving them in the shape of books and magazines dealing strictly with the subject matter of Krishna consciousness. We sometimes hold Hare Krishna festivals and invite life members and friends to participate in the feasting by accepting prasad. Although most of our members come from the higher rungs of society, they nonetheless come and take whatever little prasad we are able to offer them. Sometimes the members and supporters inquire very confidentially about the methods of performing devotional service, and we try to explain this. In this way, our society is successfully spreading all over the world, and the intelligentsia of all countries is gradually appreciating our Krishna conscious activities. The life of the Krishna conscious society is nourished by these six types of loving exchange amongst the members. Therefore, people must be given the chance to associate with the devotees of ISKCON, because simply by reciprocating in the six ways mentioned above, an ordinary man can fully revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita 2.62, it is stated, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. One's desires and ambitions develop according to the company one keeps. It is often said that a man is known by his company, and if an ordinary man associates with devotees, he will certainly develop his dormant Krishna consciousness. The understanding of Krishna consciousness is innate in every living entity, and it is already developed to some extent when the living entity takes a human body. It is said in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.107, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabu Nai Shravanadi Sudha Chite Karaya Udoy. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of all living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living entity naturally awakens. Since Krishna consciousness is inherent in every living entity, everyone should be given a chance to hear about Krishna. Simply by hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam, one's heart is directly purified, and one's original Krishna consciousness is immediately awakened. Krishna consciousness is not artificially imposed upon the heart. It is already there. When one chants the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the heart is cleansed of all material contamination. In the first stanza of his Sri Shikshastika, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheto darpanamarjanam bhava mahadavagani nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vacharanam vidya vadu jivanam anandam buddhivadanam pratipatam pranamritas vadanam sarvatma snapanam param vidyayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life, of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. Not only is the chanter of the Maha Mantra purified, but the heart of anyone who happens to hear the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, is also cleansed. Even the souls embodied in lower animals, insects, trees, and other species of life also become purified and prepared to become fully Krishna conscious simply by hearing the transcendental vibration. This was explained by Thakur Haridas when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from him how living entities lower than human beings can be delivered from material bondage. Haridas Thakur said that the chanting of the holy names is so powerful that even if one chants in the remotest parts of the jungle, the trees and animals will advance in Krishna consciousness simply by hearing the vibration. This was actually proved by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself when he passed through the forest of Jharkhand. At that time, the tigers, snakes, deer, and all other animals abandoned their natural animosity and began chanting and dancing in Sankirtan. Of course, we cannot imitate the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we should follow in his footsteps. We are not powerful enough to enchant the lower animals, such as tigers, snakes, cats, and dogs, or entice them to dance. But by chanting the holy names of the Lord, we can actually convert many people throughout the world to Krishna consciousness. Contributing or distributing the holy name of the Lord is a sublime example of the contributing or giving charity, the Dadati principle. By the same token, one must also follow the Pratigrihanati principle, and be willing and ready to receive the transcendental gift. One should inquire about Krishna consciousness movement and open his mind in order to understand the situation of this material world. Thus, the Guhyam Akhyati Prichati principles can be served. The members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness invite the society's members and supporters to dine with them when they hold love feasts in all their branches every Sunday. Many interested people come to honor Prasad, and whenever possible, they invite members of our society to their homes and feed them sumptuously with Prasad. In this way, both the members of the society and the general public are benefited. People should give up the company of so-called yogis, gyanis, karmis, and philanthropists because their association can benefit no one. If one really wants to attain the goal of human life, one should associate with devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement because it is the only movement that teaches one how to develop love of God. Religion is the special function of human society, and it constitutes the distinction between human society and animal society. Animal society has no church, mosque, or religious system. In all parts of the world, however downtrodden human society may be, there is some system of religion. Even tribal aborigines in the jungles also have a system of religion. When a religious system develops and turns into love of God, it is successful. As stated in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1, 2, 6, Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhoksaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. The supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to completely satisfy the self. If the members of human society actually want peace of mind, tranquility, and friendly relations between men and nations, they must follow the Krishna conscious system of religion, by which they can develop their dormant love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As soon as people do so, their minds will immediately be filled with peace and tranquility. In this regard, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur warns all devotees engaged in broadcasting the Krishna consciousness movement not to speak to the impersonalist Mayavadis, who are always determined to oppose such theistic movements. The world is full of Mayavadis and atheists, and the political parties of the world take advantage of the Mayavad and other atheistic philosophies to promote materialism. Sometimes they even back a strong party to oppose the Krishna consciousness movement. The Mayavadis and other atheists do not want the Krishna consciousness movement to develop, because it educates people in God consciousness. Such is the policy of the atheists. There is no benefit in feeding a snake milk and bananas, because the snake will never be satisfied. On the contrary, by taking milk and bananas, the snake will simply become more poisonous. Kevalam visha vadanam. If a snake is given milk to drink, its poison simply increases. For a similar reason, we should not disclose our minds to the serpent Mayavadis and Karmis. Such disclosures will never help. It is best to avoid association with them completely and never ask them about anything confidential, because they cannot give good advice. Nor should we extend invitations to Mayavadis and atheists, nor accept their invitations. For by such intimate intermingling, we may become affected by their atheistic mentality. Sangat sanjayate kama. It is the negative injunction of this verse that we should refrain from giving anything to or accepting anything from the Mayavadis and atheists. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also warned, Visayira anakaile dushta hayaman. By eating food prepared by worldly people, one's mind becomes wicked. Unless one is very advanced, he is unable to utilize everyone's contribution to further the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, on principle, one should not accept charity from Mayavadis or atheists. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forbidden devotees to associate even with ordinary men who are too addicted to material sense gratification. The conclusion is that we should always keep company with devotees, observe the regulative devotional principles, follow in the footsteps of the acharyas, and in full obedience, carry out the orders of the spiritual master. In this way, we shall be able to develop our devotional service and dormant Krishna consciousness. The devotee who is neither a neophyte nor a Mahabhagavat, a greatly advanced devotee, but is within the middle status of devotional service, is expected to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, make friends with the devotees, show favor to the ignorant, and reject the jealous and demoniac. In this verse, there is a brief mention of the process of making loving transactions with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and making friends with the devotees. According to the Dadati principle, an advanced devotee is supposed to spend at least 50% of his income on the service of the Lord and his devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami has set such an example in his life. When he decided to retire, he distributed 50% of his life's earnings to Krishna's service and 25% to his relatives and kept 25% for personal emergencies. This example should be followed by all devotees. Whatever one's income, 50% should be spent on behalf of Krishna and his devotees, and this will fulfill the demands of Dadati. In the next verse, Srila Rupa Goswami informs us what kind of Vaishnav should be selected as a friend and how Vaishnavs should be served.